Next item is Sam Yoder and Son Quality Meats, amended condition on Route 16.
This is a request to amend one of the conditions of approval. This is a conditional use for a meat cutting business and retail sales that was approved on April 16th of 2002. One of the conditions of approval was that there will be no Sunday hours. This condition originated at the commission level. The owner has advised the office that he's had the store for sale for over 2 years and feel that it can't be sold with this condition, and he's requesting that it be deleted. During the public hearing, I've reviewed the minutes. During the public hearing, the applicant stated that there would be no Sunday hours and there was no one present in support of or in opposition to this application.
We also need to make a determination on whether or not it's still valid.
But the store's
been, closed for 2 years, plus or minus, but they've been utilizing the facility for the storage and use that it relates to their other store in Harrington. They still use it, but they haven't been open to the public.
Hasn't operated as a store. For over two years.
But they've been wholesaling out of it because they carry it to the other store. So I was kind of sitting there saying, you got a brand new building there, and it ran out because they moved the store to the Harrington site. And we're sitting there saying, well, it's not been open. And when I raised that question, he asked about Sunday hours, and I raised the question, how long has it been open? It came out that it had been, it's right close to 2 years, but it's a little bit longer. And then he described what he'd been using it for, and if they had known it, they would have kept it open. But I mean, it's been used for wholesale, and they've been using it for storage of materials as it relates to the business on the Harrington site.
But he can only sell it as a meat cutting and retail sales.
Yeah, that's all it was approved, whatever it was approved for.
So that
do something different has to come back.
Right.
Regardless of Sunday.
But it was used for retail. I mean, I was in it when it was open, and it was primarily was meats, whether it be beef, pork, or poultry, or whatever. But that's what they sold. They sold it as cut, or they sold it prepared. And they sold some related grocery items and some farmy knick-knack type things, honey and stuff like that, as it related to small grocery. But there was a lot of vacancy within the building at that time.
I would say that the staff, you guys ought to verify the dates on that, you know, and take a look at that and act on this separately.
It should have been included in its correspondence.
Well, I think you can.
It was included in the correspondence, I think.
The dates when they stopped operating?
But I raised those questions to him.
Oh.
Right. January 31st, 05, it was closed as a retail store and continued for storage.
And we had that his requested letter before that date.
For the change.
Yeah, but we had this request before the 2 years would have come and run out.
Received this letter December 4th of 06.
I mean, I'm not too prepared to say whether that's abandonment or expired.
That's what my thing. I was saying, well, he described to me what he had been using it for, and it was still the same business, but it had been closed to being public.
Right.
And access to it by the public.
Because I'm not sure without looking at the ordinance, you know, depending on how broadly you interpret it, that may not be a problem if he's still using it.
And they're trying to sell.
Yeah.
They are using it as it relates to the business, but the public portion of the business for the sales is moved to Harrington.
Right. I mean, it still has use. It's a lesser sort of use that's part of the store.
And it's still related to the same business.
Yeah.
It's just.
But if he does sell it to somebody else that's not cutting meat, they got to come back.
It's got to be the same use.
Yeah, they'd have to come back for a public hearing.
We've had people come in and ask us questions about it, and they want to make it into a restaurant,
right,
for example. And it's as far as it went because they had to apply for a conditional use anyway.
Yeah,
it was
right.
A change in use.
Right.
So whatever he gets is just, if he gets allows to continue, it's going to be based on what he already had approval for only. I even asked him about the craft store, which is in the house on the same site. He gave you a date on that too, didn't he, Shane?
No.
Didn't give you that. He was supposed to find out that for him, but I guess he did. Maybe it was before the other date.
So what are we doing, Counselor?
Well, I mean, it seems like as far as, you know, that the specific request for today is just whether or not you all would agree to remove that condition that there be no Sunday hours, you know, and we can revisit whether it's, you know, discontinued or not at a later date. So if you wanted to, if you didn't have a problem with it, just say, you know, I move that we amend the condition so that Sunday hours are permitted.
Does that extend
for the meat cutting business?
Yeah,
it stays with the with the
with the permit.
Does that action extend the conditional use then?
No, I would say it wouldn't, because you're not changing the basic approval. You're just changing the condition.
So if the determination at some point is that the conditional use is expired, the fact that we acted
to
approve the extension doesn't change anything.
I wouldn't think so. And plus, I'm not, like I said, I'm not so sure, given the use that's been described by Lawrence, that it's expired or been abandoned anyway. So
that's just what I got from him on the phone. He was, and he's tried to cover it in writing in his letter.
As to Sunday hours, though, that's the real question.
Yeah,
today.
Right. That's the real question.
Really, I'm okay with it. We don't think want to be open on Sunday.
Chairman, my motion is for removal of the condition placed by the Planning and Zoning Commission for the no Sunday hours on Sam Yoder and Sons Quality Meats on Route 16.
Second.
The move is seconded to remove the condition of no Sunday hours from the conditional use for Sam Yoder and Son Quality Meats on Route 16. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.